Welcome back, folks, at Quincy Community Action Programs, getting ready for their fourth annual fashion show fundraiser. It is scheduled for Tuesday, June 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. on the boardwalk out at Marina Bay. So Anna DiBiase from QCAP's here to tell us about QCAP and about the events. Great to see you, Anna. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Fourth annual, huh?
Yeah.
This year? Wow.
Yeah.
How did it all get started?
So this was started 4 years ago by Denise Hajar, who runs Denise Hajar Boutique, which is right on the boardwalk in Marina Bay.
Okay.
And each year she picks a charity to have the fundraiser benefit. So this is actually, it's the fourth fashion show, but this is the first year that it is benefiting QCAP and also the Rotary Club of Quincy.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. So before we talk a little bit more about that evening, let's talk about QCAP itself. It's,
sure.
I know it's been around for 61 years, I think, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Yeah.
Next year is our 60th.
60th?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk about that at a later time.
Yeah.
I'm sure
we'll
there's
have
events
a big celebration.
Yeah, yeah, but what is QCAP, Anna?
Yeah, good question. QCAP is a community action agency. So there's many of them throughout the state, throughout the country. They were established by the Lyndon Johnson administration as part of the Economic Opportunity Act. And so we serve people really of all ages who are living with low incomes and who are facing different challenges in their lives based on, different barriers that they're up against. So anything from early childhood education, so we run a Head Start Center, we help families access childcare vouchers to help cover the cost of childcare, which we all know is extremely expensive and a barrier for many parents who want to be in the workforce.
Yes.
So that's sort of the early childhood end of the spectrum. We also do adult education, English classes for English learners, and as well as HISET, which is basically, it used to be called GED, so
people
who need to get their high school diploma, and some financial coaching, which is really kind of a special part of what we do. It's really one-on-one, it's tailored to the client and their needs, and oftentimes that leads to some of our other services. Once the caseworkers kind of get to know their situation,
right.
They can refer them to other programs. We do fuel assistance, which, that serves a whole range of people throughout Quincy, including many aging adults, which, there's many older adults living in homes where help with their heat bill actually helps them be able to stay in their home because then they have more money to put towards their rent or their mortgage.
Right.
And then a big part of what we do is our community center, which has a food pantry, which is over on Copeland Street.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in that neighborhood since the 60s. The joke is that we've been on every corner of Brewer's Corner at this point.
Well, it's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's not really a joke.
We really have.
Yeah.
So most recently, this past November was a year since we've moved into our new, bigger, brighter community center that we're really proud of. And so we're able to serve many more families because we have the food storage and just the need has really increased. We're seeing many more families before the pandemic. And I think food security kind of became a topic that people became aware of during the pandemic.
Correct, yeah.
And I think maybe we expected less need, the need to kind of drop after the pandemic was sort of over.
Right.
But we've seen it remain high with the food costs and all the other things that people are up against with stretching their household budgets to pay all their bills. So we're serving around 900 families a month at the food pantry.
It's amazing.
So,
yeah. And although it's called Quincy Community Action Programs, you really service the greater South Shore area, right?
Yes. There's many towns that we serve. Every program can be a little bit different, but it's definitely the surrounding towns, not just Quincy.
Sure. Yeah. And what is the main source of funding for QCAP?
Yeah, the funding ranges from federal dollars, so like the Head Start program, that's a federal program, and then all the state and the city of Quincy is also very generous in helping support our work. So,
sure.
And then in addition, we do private fundraising, which is what this event is part of, to kind of cover some of the gaps to bring programs, especially like the food pantry.
Yeah, would you say that's one of, if not the biggest service program that you have?
It's hard to kind of quantify that, okay, because by numbers, you know, like our fuel assistance program serves many, many people.
Certainly.
Overall, QCAP is serving over 32,000 people, individual, unduplicated people in a year.
Really?
So, yeah, so that's huge.
That is huge, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
I know you have specialty programs, like there's a free tax preparation program,
yes,
every year. That's,
yeah,
that's a big help for folks as well.
Absolutely.
And how do folks access services from QCAP, Anna?
Yeah, that's a good question. Our website is a good place to start, qcap.org. Our phone number is right on there. You can give us a call, mm-hmm, and we'll connect you with, you know, whatever program that you're interested in learning about.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the main way people come into QCAP is for the food pantry, and part of what's great about the community center is there's space for more than just food happening there. So somebody might come to the food pantry to help with food, and they may leave with access to a child care voucher,
right,
fuel assistance help, and maybe enroll in like the tax program or,
yeah,
some financial coaching. So it's really, you know, we talk about integrated services,
yeah,
wraparound services, which is something that definitely makes us unique.
Holistic, right?
Yeah.
Making sure that the whole person is taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there volunteer opportunities at QCAP?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers at our food pantry. I'd say that's most frequently the opportunities that are available.
Okay.
We're always looking for people who are willing to work in the tax preparation,
yes,
program.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a little harder sell. It's a little more technical, but we train everybody so that they know, you know, what they need to do through an IRS program, training program. So those are the two main opportunities, but we're always welcoming volunteers at the food center.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about the fashion show fundraiser. It's,
yep,
called Eat, Drink, Model.
Yes.
The fourth annual. And this is, again, Tuesday, June 18th, 5 to 8 p.m. on the boardwalk out at Marina Bay. The kind of subtitle is See the Need, Take Action, Support Our Community. So what's this all about, Anna?
Yeah. So it's going to be really fun. This is QCAP's first event since before the pandemic.
Really?
So really the first event we've done in 5 years or so. So we're just excited to get people back together. I think people are ready to, you know, get out and have a good time,
mm,
and, you know, support a good cause while they're at it. So the event is going to be right on the Marina Bay Boardwalk,
mm-hmm,
which is why we have a rain date for June 20th. So fingers crossed for great weather.
Let's hope you don't
18th.
Need it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But what's great is, like, you're right there on the boardwalk overlooking, you know, the beautiful views of Marina,
yeah,
Bay. And essentially the runway will go right down the middle of the tables.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we'll have great music and a short speaking program so that people can learn a little bit about QCAP.
Yes.
There'll be opportunities to support us. In different ways, there'll be some raffle baskets, which are going to have all kinds of sort of experiential packages, tickets to things, and that kind of thing.
Spa treatments.
Yeah,
and
like
such,
overnight,
yeah,
stays and, okay, that kind of thing.
Fun.
And the Rotary Club will definitely be helping with that. They are the raffle experts, I would say.
Yes.
And yeah, there's going to be food is provided by the Common Market restaurants.
Nice.
So it'll be kind of light dinner. There's charcuterie on the menu, some apps, and then some complimentary wine,
mm,
and some of the restaurants nearby will have their bars available if people want to go into the cash bars, and the show. So it's kind of like dinner 6 to 7,
yep,
mingle, socialize, and then 7 o'clock the fashion show will kick off.
Okay, and yeah, I mentioned tables. So what is,
yes,
the setup? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, yeah. So tickets are $100 each, and each table has 6 seats.
Oh, okay.
So, which I think is a nice kind of smaller number,
yeah,
versus like the big 10 tops,
right,
because
right,
we are seeing a lot of people kind of getting their group of friends and coming out and filling a table. So,
a little more intimate setting.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Nice. So
okay,
they'll just be, we'll line them up right down the boardwalk,
yep,
and the models will go right down the middle. And yeah, it's going to be a really great night.
So who are the models and where are the fashions coming from?
Yeah, yeah. So this is all sort of put together by Denise Hajar of Denise Hajar Boutique. So her shop is right there on the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And she really is putting the show together. So it's,
oh, okay,
her fashion designs. she, you know, she kind of dresses the models, puts the looks together, and it's her group of professional models. So these are, it's this will be a real high quality fashion show.
And are the fashions also for sale to donate to this, or how does that work?
The fashions don't necessarily support the event, but we definitely encourage people after the event to shop around. You know, there's many restaurants and shops around the area of Marina Bay. So we, as sort of a thank you for the community hosting this event, we definitely want people to check it out afterwards.
So the show is actually the fashion show. That's the attraction.
Yes.
It's coming to see the latest fashions, I guess, right? For spring of 2024.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And have a nice night with, you know, some good food and, you know, great views and just for a good cause.
A fun social night,
Do
the funds raised go to anything, specific programs at QCAP?
It goes to support QCAP programs in general, but I would say most importantly, it's going to support our food program, our food pantry. The way that sort of the different funding streams work for QCAP, the food pantry tends to be the place where we just, where there's kind of a gap that we need people to help us cover so that we can continue feeding as many families as we are.
Just so, like in a household budget, right? It's one of the big expenses every month is the food budget.
And
nonprofits are no exception. They have to buy food just like everybody else, right?
Right, absolutely.
In bulk, sure.
And that's another way people can help too. You know, we have different corporations or groups or even families that want to do food drives.
Yes.
And so you can, we're always welcoming food donations, toiletries, diapers. So there's a list of things on our website that are sort of the high demand items. So things like cooking oil and spices. You know, you can give people food to cook, but you need the oil and the spices to
And typically
make.
Those are more expensive sometimes.
And they're more expensive, and they tend to be harder to get through places like the Boston Food Bank and things like that. So that sort of gap, or those items that really fly off the shelves, people in the community really help us keep the shelves full with those.
Sure. Yeah. And just bring those right to the Southwest Community Center?
We can bring it right up. We've got a loading dock in our new
I've seen it.
Facility.
We were there for the grand opening. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great welcoming space. You can't miss it with the brightly colored building, you know, in the
nice
corner
and
there.
Bright.
Yeah. Have you found more folks finding it than they have in the past?
Definitely. I mean, the staff at our last place really worked wonders out of a very small
space. It was miraculous what they
really
did.
Really, we're working miracles.
Yes.
So this, just the visibility and the way that it's just helped us just improve our services because it's making things just easier to do.
Absolutely, and just a more pleasant experience overall.
Absolutely,
right?
We're really proud of it, and it's just a welcoming space. I think, you know, reaching out for help, especially for the first time, can be really intimidating, and so it's really nice to have this beautiful place for people to come, and the staff are extremely welcoming.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Do you have a set goal for this particular event?
Yes, we do have a goal of $100,000 to raise.
Okay.
So we are chipping away at that goal.
Good.
We have a little ways to go, but and there are still tickets available. But yeah, we're feeling good about that.
We should talk about maybe a deadline to purchase your tickets.
So the 18th is a Tuesday, and so the Friday before, which I believe is the 14th, will be the last day for ticket sales.
So hurry.
Hurry
and get them soon.
Yeah, and you can get them on the website, qcap.org/events, and the ticket link is right there.
Okay, and I noticed that a portion of it also will benefit the Quincy Rotary Club, too.
They're involved, and they're going to be there that night. They're providing a lot of volunteers to help out.
That's great.
And, yeah, so a portion of the proceeds will also support them.
Sure. Any other events later this year that are being planned right now? I mean, I knew you were just easing back into it the first time in 5 years, right?
So, there's nothing yet, but we will, with next year, with 2025 being our 60th, we will have something most likely next spring.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that,
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
I think that's mostly it. I mean, we would love people who've never heard of us before to come out for the good time and then leave also knowing a little bit more about QCAP and what we're doing right here in the community.
Yeah. And if you can't attend this particular event, certainly donations still be made, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there's still sponsorship opportunities.
Oh, okay.
We had a sponsor come in as early as yesterday.
Oh, very good.
I do want to thank our presenting sponsor,
please,
Bank of Canton.
Okay.
They've been extremely supportive over the years, and they really stepped up for this. us to be the presenting sponsor, as well as many local banks and United Way, who also supports many of our programs.
Excellent. I hope it works out to be the best ever.
Thank you.
And the first of many to come, I'm sure.
Yes.
Great to see you, Anna. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.